I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical, a journey into the characters, events, and concepts that help shape our Western musical tradition. This week, we will explore the influence of the 16th century madrigal and discuss its place in the music leading up to the Baroque. Listen to this excerpt from an aria of Handel's Messiah. Notice how the music is imitating the text as it's sung. Every valley creates a melodic rise and fall, as if it's painting the mountains themselves. Here's another one. Notice how the word crooked is painted with a moving line, while the word plain is sung on one simple sustained note. This type of text painting or word painting is referred to as a madrigalism. We use this term to describe any moment when music changes texture, tone, range, volume, or any number of aspects as an illustrative device to depict what the text is saying. A madrigalism is a way that a composer can break rules and expectations in order to serve the dramatic needs of a piece of music. The term itself refers to the madrigal, a style of part song that flourished during the Renaissance. In madrigals, the text was king, and the music served the lyrics, not the other way around. They were usually set to short love poems, written for 4 to 6 voices, sometimes sung with accompaniment, but in our modern performances, they're almost always a cappella. We see these madrigals first appear in Italy in the 1530s. What you are hearing now is an example of an Italian madrigal by the composer Jacques Arcadelt, entitled Il Dolce e Bianco Singo, The White and Gentle Swan. This vocal style spread across the Western world during the 16th century, becoming particularly popular in England, thanks in large part to the work of Thomas Morley. In the 1590s, his compositions brought the Italian madrigal style into vogue in England. You are hearing an excerpt from one of the best-known English madrigals, April is in My Mistress's Face. The madrigal offered composers a means to break the strict rules of counterpoint and harmony in order to serve a dramatic end, an important concept in the work of Monteverdi and the century that was to come. Find out more about the development of madrigals and follow the timeline at vpr.net/classical.